stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in our brand new episode of the program It goes by the name of Stories of Quran. As usual, today, once again, we bring another fascinating, another interesting and faith-enlightening story before you from the Holy Quran. Insha'Allah Zawajal, by joining today's episode, our knowledge will immensely increase. What is today's story? Which story will we cover today from the Holy Quran? Today, We will be covering the story regarding the Ark of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, the ship of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. This Ark, the historical Ark in the history of the mankind, the first ever Ark that was built in the history of the mankind. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will hear about this very Ark, that in what circumstances the Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam built this ark, and what a great ark this was. Before doing that, as usual, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Therefore, the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, the one who recites Durood upon me, who sends peace and salutations upon me, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him, and Allah Almighty appoints an angel upon him to bring the durood to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, as mentioned before, that today we will be listening about the story of the Ark of Sayyiduna Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and the circumstances under which he alayhi salatu wa salam built that Ark. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he preached the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his people for around 950 years, but the unfortunate people did not embrace faith upon Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. On the contrary, they made fun of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they, ma'adallah, insulted him through various means. In different ways, they would keep insulting Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they would keep making fun of Sayyiduna Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. They used to persecute and oppress Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in various ways. Many a times it is stated that those tyrant people, they would inflict such physical tortures upon him that they would wrap him with shawls and leave him in his house, assuming that, ma'adallah, he is dead. But he, alayhi salatu wasalam, would start preaching the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as soon as he, alayhi salatu wasalam, would come out of his house. Similarly, many a times, what those people they did was they strangled Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam so severely that he alayhi salatu wasalam would suffocate, and Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would fall unconscious. That's how badly, ma'adallah, they would torture and strangle Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Despite all these tortures and persecutions, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would still supplicate, O Rabb, O my Lord, forgive my people and guide them. as they do not know who I am. Look at the kindness of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that despite all these tortures, despite having made fun of, still he alayhi salatu wasalam is supplicating for the guidance of his people, is supplicating for the forgiveness of his people. Now, the state of the affairs in those days were such that every old person who would be passing away, they would specially advise and leave a will for their children, that ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is an insane person. And this state of his is from a very long time. So this is a dying person leaving a will for his son. And ma'azallah, Nuh alayhi salam is an insane person. And this is his state from a very long time. Therefore, you should not listen to him and not pay any attention to what he says. So this is the will that they would leave behind for their children. Now, their mischief increased so much, to such an extent, that there was a divine revelation, a wahi, revealed upon Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, saying that, O Nuh, no one else will embrace the faith except for those who already have become believers up to now. So through this wahi, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he was informed, he was told that all these efforts of yours will not make anyone else embrace faith anymore apart from those who already have embraced faith upon you and have become believers. So after the revelation of this wahi, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lost the hope that his people would embrace faith upon him. And Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam at this point of time supplicated for their destruction. Now, when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated for the destruction of the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to build an ark, a ship. Now, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had been informed around 200 years before that a flood will emerge and all the disbelieving people, the disbelievers, they will drown in the flood. So they will meet their dreadful consequence in this manner, that a flood would emerge and all of them would drown in the flood. And Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to build an ark. Now, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had planted some teakwood trees, and those teakwood trees in 100 years had grown up quite tall. Now, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he made an ark out of the wood of those teakwood trees that was 80 yards in length and 50 yards in width. So these were the measurements of the ark that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam built, 80 yards in length and 50 yards in width. This historical ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had three levels. In the lower level, there were wild animals, birds and insects, etc. In the middle level, there were cattle. And on the upper level, there were believers. All those who had embraced faith upon Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they were on the upper level. So this is how Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam built this splendid and wonderful ark. And it is stated that it took around 100 years for this splendid historical ark to be built, which was the result of the hard work and craftsmanship of the believers and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, at the time when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was building this ark, people of his nation, they started making fun of him. Some used to say that, Oh Nuh, have you become a carpenter now? Whereas you used to say that you are the Prophet of Allah. So before you were the Prophet of Allah and now you've become a carpenter. And some used to say that, Oh Nuh, why are you building an ark in this dry land? Have you gone insane? Ma'adallah. So because the area, the land where they used to reside, It was a dry land. There were deserts all around. So everyone, ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, they started to make fun of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, saying that, why are you building an ark in this dry land? And some would, ma'azallah, say, mock him, ma'azallah, make fun of him, that before you used to say that you are a prophet, and now all of a sudden you've become a carpenter. So all these mockery and all these words of making fun of him were uttered at Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam as he was building the ark. In short, those people, they used to make fun of him and would taunt and use a foul language persistently towards him. He is a prophet of Allah. Look at him. What a great rank he holds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people are using, ma'azallah, foul language towards him. But Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he observed patience. He remained patient and he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of them until the wahi, the revelation was revealed that these people will not embrace faith upon you. That is when he alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated for their destruction. So when those people used to insult Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, make fun of him and have all those indecent words uttered towards him, then in response Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would say that, today you make fun of us, but do not worry. The day when the torment from Allah Almighty will come in the form of flood, then we will make fun of you. Upon the onset of the flood, upon the emergence of the flood, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he boarded a pair of a male and a female of wild and grazing animals, birds and various insects onto the ark. Moreover, it is stated that he alayhi salatu wasalam, he boarded himself with his believing wife, who was a Muslim, along with his three sons, Ham, Sam and Yafith, and their wives, and other 72 men and women who had embraced faith upon Sayyiduna Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this way, 80 people altogether embarked and boarded upon this marvelous and wonderful ark. One of the wives of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name was Wa'ila, and one of the sons of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name was Kin'an, they did not bring faith upon Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they remained disbelievers and they did not embark the ark, and consequently they were destroyed and drowned in the flood. It is reported that when the scorpion and snake were getting onto the ark, then Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stopped them from embarking on the ark. Then both of them said that, O Prophet of Allah, please let us embark. We promise that we will not harm the one who invokes Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. So whoever says these words, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen, they are protected from snakes and scorpions. So we shall also make a habit of reciting this very part of the verse of the Holy Quran, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. InshaAllah, we will also remain protected from the dangers and harms of scorpions and snakes. Now, when the snake and scorpion said this to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, then Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he led them board on the ark. Now, all the people and the entire creation, they were drowned and destroyed in the flood, except for those who boarded on the ark. The ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam then became stationary at a mountain called Judi, the Mount Judi. After the flood settled down, he alayhi salatu wasalam landed on the ground along with all the people, and a lot of blessings were bestowed in his progeny, and his offspring, they spread all over the face of the earth. So from here, the lineage of the mankind, it started again. So this is the reason why Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is also called as Adam-e-Sani, the second Adam. Because everything everyone had wiped away. Everyone perished from the face of the earth in that flood, apart from those who believed in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu salam, who brought faith upon Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And everything else, every other creation was perished in that flood. It is stated that the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, it kept sailing through the waves of the storm. And how the waves of the storm worked, they were like mountains. Now even the tall mountains of the world, they also drowned in the flood. Those people who hid in the mountains, in the caves of the mountains, thinking that the mountains are very high and the flood will not reach us, even those people drowned. The hilltops, the high hilltops, they submerged into the flood. This was the intensity and the severity of that flood. Now the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, it sailed through the waves of the flood, the tidal waves of the earth that were to the size of the mountains, and it kept sailing through it. At the same time when the people, they were drowning in the flood, at the same time when the people were perishing away, on the same time this very ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was sailing safely in between all those tidal waves of this very flood, a severe flood. And this was the first ark ever built by a human being. This was the very first ark built in the history of the mankind. No one ever had seen anything such as this in the history before. So this is also something which amazed people and also made them to ma'adallah make fun of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is stated in the narration that Allah Almighty made all the mountains aware that the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will become stationary at one of the mountains. Upon this, all of the mountains, they raised their hopes, thinking that the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would become stationary at that very mountain. But the Mount Judi, that very mountain, it observed humbleness, it observed humility, thinking that I'm nothing. How would the ark, this spectacular ark of a prophet of Allah, become stationary at me? How is it that this sacred ark that is built by Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam becomes stationary at me? So because of this very attribute of humbleness and humility, Allah Almighty blessed Mount Judi to be the one that was blessed with the honor of receiving, of welcoming, in other ways, the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam became stationary at Mount Judi. And it is stated that was the day of Ashura, 10th Muharram al-Haram, when the blessed Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam became stationary at Mount Judi. And people, they observed fast on 10th Muharram al-Haram out of thankfulness, out of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being saved from the flood and for safely becoming stationary at Mount Judi. So 10th Muharram al-Haram is a very historical day in the history of Islam. There are many, many events that took place, many significant events took place on this very day, and this is one of the events that took place on this very day. So the blessed Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam became stationary at Mount Judi on 10th Muharram al-Haram. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, again, what do we learn from this beautiful story of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in the Holy Quran, that Mount Judi, one of the mountains, it is something that is that doesn't possess life. It is something that is lifeless. Even that was blessed with the honor of having the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to be stationary at it. What was the reason? It was the humility, the humbleness that it observed. So we come to know that humility and humbleness is something that makes people receive those bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people would become envious of, that everyone would want to attain. So a human being, a Muslim, also receives those highly elevated ranks and proximity and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through observing humility, through being humble, which you wouldn't be able to attain after even performing a lot of worship. So we learn, we come to know that we need to be humble, we need to adopt humility if we want to attain any ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want the divine blessings to be showered upon us, then we need to humble ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to adopt humility. Then inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will see the divine blessings which shower upon us in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And how the flood actually started. It is stated that Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was told that when the flood would emerge, when the flood would start emerging, it would start from the stove of his own house. So the water would start emerging from the stove, from the tandoor, as we say, of his own house. Therefore, one day in the morning, water started coming out from the stone-made tandoor that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had in his house. Therefore, as soon as this sign was observed by Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he alayhi salatu wasalam ordered all the people to board on the ark. And after this, it started to rain heavily. And this very rain continued for 40 days and 40 nights. It carried on raining for 40 days and 40 nights without any break. The earth also burst open from various places, causing the water to spring out. So consequently, the rainfall and the emergence of water from the earth caused such a heavy flood that even it is said that 40 yards hilltops and mountains, they also submerged under the water. And everyone, they perished, and only those were protected who embarked upon the ark of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. It kept sailing through the waves of the flood, and it even performed the tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif 7 times, and then kept sailing and sailing and sailing, and became stationary at Mount Judi. So this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, was the spectacular and marvelous ark of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam that he alayhi salatu wasalam built upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that kept sailing through the flood, through the same flood that became a means of the destruction of all the disbelievers, of all the creation, that saved only those who had brought faith upon Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the people who believed in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the animals that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam embarked upon the ark, they all were saved from this severe and intense flood by the means of this wonderful and marvelous ark that was built by Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was the story regarding the wonderful and spectacular ark of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam that sailed believers through the flood safely to the Mount Judi. And from there, the lineage of the mankind resumed and started again, because everyone and everything had perished in the flood. And now everything was to commence again, was to start again. So this was the reason why Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was also called Adami Thani, the second Adam. We hope that you found today's story to be very interesting and faith enlightening. InshaAllah azza wa jal, we will come again and bring another interesting story before you in this very program of ours, the stories of Quran. Please stay tuned into Madani Channel and increase your knowledge further. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran. The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.